Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man, that was a funny moment. Grant and Danny, welcome in. 106.7 The Fan, a Tuesday show. Much appreciate you choosing this one. Know you got plenty of options. Daniel, good morning to
you. We're just chuckling. Just a couple of pals chuckling with John Paul Flame of the Sports Junkies, who just shattered their own ridiculous record, by the way. I'll go ahead and share this. I don't care. I don't know if I'm not supposed to share it. Whatever. Point is, 2.765 million downloads of the Sports Junkies in a month. Just casually, not chopping wood, chopping down forests with just a super turbo axe.
All of the trees are falling.
Just banter with John Paul Flame, who's getting compliments, and he turns and just like made fun of AWOD. It must be nice.
AWOD
just carry around on a float in here.
Says to JP, just excitedly, like a kid who's happy to be sitting at the table, "We should bring back Junkies t-shirts, Papa.
When are you going to do that?"
And JP just turns to him and lights fire.
And he said, and I quote, "The same day you bring in toothpaste." End quote. And then the show starts. And then it's like, as JP says, toothpaste, Grant and Danny. And then we have to come on.
He was just joning so hard. Yeah. And AWOD, poor AWOD, was heartbroken. I mean, because all he was doing was trying to tell JP that he wants to help him sell shirts and he wants to be a part of the team.
You could say that he was crestfallen.
You could.
Baby.
You could say that.
Very proud of that.
You should be. 11 o'clock today, we'll go around the NFL. And at 1 o'clock today, we will talk Redskins with our buddy Chris Russell. This hour, we'll get into the college football playoffs. Is it time to expand? We got some great audio from Mike Leach. Have you heard this yet?
I have not. I'm still saving it.
Saw this online last night. I wanted to play it on the show. I think it's hysterical. I've long thought Mike Leach is funny and occasionally strikes gold at the podium. But him walking the media through the process for which he'd like to expand the college football playoff is legitimately good, just quality audio. And I want to play that, and we'll react to it, and we'll take your calls and if it's time to expand the four-team playoff. But let's start the show. In the wake of a Redskins loss, falling to 4-5 with the New Orleans Saints, one of the maybe four best teams in the NFL right now, certainly since week two.
Seven straight W's, man. It's not casual either. They're mauling teams.
They're very good. They are favored handily to beat the Redskins in New Orleans, one of the toughest places in the league to play this weekend. Of the Redskins' flaws and the reasons why they lost to Minnesota, what do you worry most about not being able to fix? The reason we ask this question this way is the league is so week to week at this point. One week you come out and you beat Seattle and your defense dominates. And the next week, against an inferior offense, Minnesota, you can't get off the field. You can't tackle anybody. Adam Thielen's Antonio Brown. Case Keenum's Aaron Rodgers. And you lose by giving up 38 points and 400 yards. That's the way of the league. So you don't watch that Minnesota game and assume that the Redskins are going to play that way against the Saints again, because particularly this team, but in the league in general, things change week to week. What's not going to change, though, and that has you worried? And that's the question. We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. Danny Cousins misses that throw to Doxson. Next time he's got him running open in the seam, you bank on him making that throw. Josh Doxson slips and falls in the end zone for a sure touchdown. Next time he's that open in the end zone, he's not going to fall on
the
ground.
You'd hope he wouldn't, yeah.
Jamison Crowder's very sure-handed, dropped four passes, including a ball in the end zone this week. That's not going to happen again. So some of these things clean themselves up. But what about the stuff that won't?
So there are a number of nominees in this category here. It's deep and rich because the Redskins are flawed, and a lot of teams are. A lot of teams are in this, you know, middle-of-the-road, 500-type team bucket where there's some good and there's a lot of bad. You could say the interior defensive line is something. Now, if Matt Ioannidis comes back, that's better, but I think they're going to miss Jonathan Allen more and more and more as the season goes on, especially this week. A team like New Orleans, who this is not your older brother's New Orleans Saints that needs to throw it 60 times to have a chance. Drew Brees is doing less than he has in years since really he was in San Diego pre-Phillip Rivers. They are running the football with a two-headed monster, Ingram on the inside, Kamara on the outside. They are killing people on the interior. That's what Minnesota just finished doing. If you're the Saints, you're licking your chops watching the film of last week's game. You are loving this idea that you're going to have two running backs go over 30 carries combined. You're going to run for 200 yards, and it's a fantasy smorgasbord. That's something.
You look the interior of the Saints' offensive line's impressing you? That's what you're telling me?
To this point, yeah. They've been awesome. This past week, they were just opening up truck-size holes for Mark Ingram. Casual touchdowns.
You want to know who one of their starting interior offensive linemen is?
Yeah, tell me.
Josh Laribas.
How about it?
You're liking what you're seeing from big steak Josh Laribas.
He's a guy that could not curse when he came on the show with us. He cursed every time. And that's not like hyperbole. That's every time he came on the show with us, he said a curse word that we had to dump. So that's something that's sticking in my craw. A couple other things maybe defensively, they just don't have the personnel, injuries at safety, just the constant rotation they're in. To me, you actually touched on something that you think it'll go better next time. But to me, this is a broken dam, and there's always going to be a finger plug in it. Their receivers are not good enough. Jamison Crowder on the interior is good. Jordan Reed on the interior is good. I count him as a slot receiver as well. Those two guys are kind of slots, and they're good. If and when they're healthy, they're fine. Jamison Crowder won't have four drops next time. He's as sure-handed as they come. They don't have a wide receiver in the top 40 in terms of catches. They don't have a receiver in the top 52 in terms of receiving yards. They don't have the ability to produce at a consistent enough level. And here's why that's important to me. You could still move the football. They've proven that. You could still get up and down the field. They've proven that. You could be okay in the red zone once you get there. They've proven that. They don't have the ability to win a game like they did, like they had this past week. They don't have the ability to go, you know what? The defense just can't do it today. We got to put up 35 points. This is their season high, 30 points against a good D, and it was impressive. I just don't think you can have enough easy buttons. You don't have enough, hey, a guy makes a catch that makes a great play, A.J. Green catch and run, or a Golden Tate catch and run. You don't have outside receivers that can threaten the defense in a way that they can't take something that you like away from you.
My biggest concern for the Redskins this weekend and for the remainder of their season is their inability to stop the run. They will be buoyed when Matt Ioannidis comes back, but I think Ioannidis helps them more from a pocket-collapsing pass-rushing standpoint. Not as much just from a run-stuffing perspective, where I had my concerns coming into the year, and they were way better early on than I thought they were going to be. But two players who really helped and outperformed what I thought they would in the early fall were Jonathan Allen up front and Mason Foster in the inside linebacking core.
Yeah.
They are both out, and neither of them is likely to be back in the foreseeable future. Both could be out for the remainder of the season, by the way. Jonathan Allen was an animal against the run on the front line. And it wasn't a sexy season. He wasn't going to go put up 7 or 8 sacks. But he was such an important player to them in ways that you don't see even watching the game all the time on TV.
They're going to miss him.
And they already are. Not having Ioannidis makes it worse because he's stout and he's tough to move and he's big and he's strong and he's physical. And when you don't have him, now you're using guys that were either just signed off your practice squad, Brandon Banks, or guys that were just signed off the street, Arthur Jones, who got hurt since. And that's a problem. Mason Foster, the drop-off to Will Compton is not massive, but I think it is a drop-off. That's why he overtook him as a starter. Well, now you don't have Will Compton either, and you're down to Martrell Spate, who, by the way, never stays healthy. So what happens when he doesn't stay healthy?
Yeah, now
Josh Harvey Clemens, now a starting inside linebacker in 2 weeks? Because that's my next concern. But to me, they're not going to be able to stop the run like they did earlier in the year. And that's why their defense played so well. You look at their last few games. They have stopped the run really successfully probably 0 times, I would say.
Seattle, I thought they were good, but Seattle's terrible at it.
Seattle didn't run the ball that much. I don't think that they necessarily stopped Seattle. I mean, they gave up 148 rushing yards and 5.3 per. Now, if you take Russell Wilson's numbers out of that, the numbers are a lot better. I can't say in a day where you give 150 rushing yards that you did a great job against the run. The San Francisco 49ers game, they were okay in that game, right? They gave up over 4 yards per carry. Matt Breida averaged 5 per pop. Carlos Hyde, they slowed down. They normally do better with bigger physical running backs. The Vikings statistically did not have a great day on the ground, but you watched that
you
game.
Saw it.
You saw
it. You know.
First half, they did whatever they wanted. And the Cowboys ran for 150 yards in that rainy day game where if you stop the run, you're probably going to win. That's what Dallas did, and that's how they won because you can't throw the ball in those conditions. And instead, Ezekiel Elliott goes for 33 and 150. What are we doing here, Harry? I don't think they're going to be able to stop the run. And New Orleans, which traditionally you think spreads you out, throw it 50 times.
Here comes Drew Brees.
Not anymore, dude.
Dude, that is a running juggernaut. They play this. Who is the Saints team? They play outstanding man-to-man press cover defense. They're great in the pass game, and they run the football as good as anybody. It's amazing.
Bet you Kamara and Ingram are going to combine for close to 35 carries this weekend.
Yeah, they just had 30 this past weekend. They'll get to that number.
Because Ingram's going to be at about 20 and Kamara's going to be at around 10.
And they'll swing him out a couple other times. He is a weapon.
How are you going to stop that? What do you guys worry about not being fixed going into this next game? Because there were a lot of problems, and we talked yesterday about a lot of them when it came to the loss to the Vikings. But in a week-to-week league where everything changes in the span of 7 days, as we just saw going from Seattle to Minnesota, you could tweak some things. What isn't fixable right now, though, that has you worried? That's the question. 800-636-1067. I'm going with stopping the run. Danny's going with
outside wide receivers.
You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.